Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 6, 2021. For whom is the wisdom of Kabbalah intended? Comment: Uncle Peter, who works as a street cleaner, lives in our building. He is a very kind, good person, whose integrity and honesty are absolute. I can leave him my home keys and go away for 2 or 3 days, and I can count on him to accompany my kid wherever he needs to go and so on. I can say that the light is revealed through him this way, and he surely doesn't need any special knowledge, a 10, or any other connection in order to be in the state of the light and purity. My response: of course he doesn't need any of this information if he is such a person by nature. The wisdom of Kabbalah is intended for people who have a huge, corrupt, uncorrected ego and who want to correct it themselves. They understand that they want to attain something. Uncle Peter doesn't want to attain anything and everything is fine with him. He has everything. He is totally satisfied, independent, and this is the reason he behaves the way he does. But a dog in the yard that is happy with what it has can also behave this way. Such people are undoubtedly kind, but they are not beneficial in the correction of humanity because they have no inclination to do so. Only uncorrected egoists who want something and cannot find peace in their ordinary life reach the wisdom of Kabbalah. They feel bad in this world and they cannot stand it or themselves. They feel that their attributes are not corrected and therefore should be corrected. This is actually the reason that this world was given to us. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 25, 2018. What can a person give and to whom? Question: what, in fact, can a person give and to whom? If to the Creator, then again, what? And does the Creator need it? Answer: a person should not give anything to anyone. He only has to unite with everyone in order to become such a sensor, such a receiver, that is capable of absorbing the entire universe, all of nature. To do this, he needs to get rid of his egoism, rise above it. After all, egoism narrows us down very much and allows us to see today only what may be of interest for me, as a small egoist. And if I want to rise above my animal nature, then through the group, through special exercises, I need to get out of myself. From Cab TV's Ask a Kabbalist, March 20, 2019. The task of a woman in Kabbalah. Question: what is the main task of a woman in Kabbalah today? Answer: the same as of men, to rise above her egoism, unite with others, and reach the Creator. Question: should a woman unite with other women who study Kabbalah with her? Answer: yes, it is worthwhile. If there is a serious group led by a serious teacher, then it is worth it. It is very difficult alone. Or you can study over the internet. From Cab TV's Ask the Kabbalist, December 31, 2018. Bittersweet, natural analysis. Question: in Kabbalistic literature, especially in the writings of Rabash, a lot has been written about such states as the analysis of bittersweet and truth, lie. What are these categories? Answer: these are two types of analysis, through the heart and through the mind. We have only two systems, sensory, called heart, and mental, called brain, mind, head. We usually pass through them everything that we perceive and to which we want to somehow relate. The bittersweet analysis goes through the heart and the truth, lie through the mind. Bittersweet is a natural analysis. We see it even in babies who have not yet developed mental analysis at all. Question: what is it? For example, if I feel good, is it sweet? Answer: what is good for me is good. And how good it will be in a minute, because maybe it will be bad, doesn't matter to me, at the moment I feel good. Question: so this is a program? I move closer to something good and move away from something bad. Answer: Yes. This is a consequence of analysis. At the same time, we must run a true, false analysis. It may be sweet, but harmful, and vice versa, bitter, but useful. This is how we can move. But the most important thing is how we compare these two types of analysis, mental and sensory. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 22, 2019.